We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, wonderful viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supremaster Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotol, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raykem Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, Channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Tinmen County, Channel 105 on Ming Cheng Cable TV. Supremaster Television is also accessible online at www.supremastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, U.S.-based Rockhouse Foundation donates more than $350,000 for renovations and books to a library in Jamaica. In environmental news, Spain sponsors a waterbird and wetland conservation project in North Africa. In scientific discovery news, a mechanical fish invented by British researchers can help keep water bodies clean. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, May 5th, the passing of Nobel Prize laureate and pacifist Mr. Alfred Hermann Fried is remembered. Mr. Fried, born in Vienna, Austria in 1864, established the German Peace Society in 1892. He began the Peace Watch in 1899, a magazine of the pacifist movement which is still in publication today. His many reports, editorials and books, as well as his organizing talents, illustrated his devotion to harmony among all people. Mr. Fried's work led to the founding of the Society for International Understanding in 1911. the same year he was honored with the Nobel Peace Prize. May heaven grace all those who tirelessly dedicate themselves to a world of brotherly love.
Fly-in news. Heavy rainfall and flooding in Brazil. In the northeastern part of the country, at least 14 people have perished in flash floods and mudslides over the past month. Officials report that more than 62,600 people are now homeless in five states, with the state of Maranhão being the most affected. Maranhão Governor Rosana Sarney has declared a state of emergency and federal disaster due to the flooding. Meanwhile, Brazil's government has donated 115 tons of food to be distributed by the Brazilian Air Force, which will assist about 15,000 victims in the state, along with distributions to be made in other affected counties and cities as well. Meteorologists forecast that heavy rain will continue for another 2 weeks.
On May 4th, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged a $20,000 donation to help those victims most in need to obtain urgent goods, and sends her prayers. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $93,000 in supplies if bought in the United States, based on Brazil's overall cost of living.
Many thanks local and federal governments of Brazil and the Brazilian Air Force for your assistance to the storm victims. We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her concern and loving aid. We send our sympathies for the lives lost in these calamities and pray that the afflicted find comfort in the soon restoration of their daily lives. May such incidents as these subside with our better care for the environment and love for fellow beings.
Tropical Storm Dante brings destruction in the Philippines. On Sunday, as rains, flash floods, and landslides struck the Sorsogon province on the Philippine island of Luzon, at least 22 people perished, while nearly 47,500 were evacuated. Some 5,900 passengers were stranded in seaports, receiving aid from the Philippine Coast Guard personnel. The Philippine Navy has been assisting in evacuations, while personnel from the Department of Public Works and Highways have been working to clear roads blocked by landslides.
Upon hearing of this disaster, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately offered her prayers to the afflicted as well as $20,000 to provide the most urgent items needed. This amount could purchase the equivalent of approximately $285,000 in relief materials if purchased in the United States, based on the cost of living in the Philippines.
Our gratitude, Philippine Coast Guard and Navy, as well as Department of Public Works and Highways personnel, for your caring and coordinated efforts to aid the storm afflicted. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her timely support to the affected Philippine people. We join in sorrow for those who have lost loved ones as we pray for a soon return of the Philippine people to their productive daily lives. May such calamities become a thing of the past with our greater benevolence toward the earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Norway advances toward being cluster munitions free. The country's recent dispensing of her first batch of cluster weapons follows an international meeting in December 2008, where 125 countries agreed to eliminate this type of arms within 8 years. Norway is on track to dispose of all 52,000 cluster munitions by June 2010. Kudos, Norway, for continuing the momentum of this peaceful trend. We look forward to a Norway free of cluster weapons, with all other countries joining to create a safe and harmonious world.
Swine flu virus jumps the species barrier again. A report from Canada indicates that this latest swine flu virus has jumped from a farm worker to pigs, causing infection in more than 200 pigs, or 10% of that porcine population. United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization animal health expert Juan Lubroth states that this could lead to the virus crossing back into humans as either a milder or more virulent form. Supreme Master Television interviewed Professor Beda Stadler at University of Bern's Institute of Immunology in Switzerland to hear more about the further evolution of this virus.
Such influenza viruses have two possibilities. Either they become more virulent, so means more aggressive, or they adapt to humans so that they can grow better. The virus doesn't want to kill the human being in the first place. It wants to propagate. And if the virus kills its host too quickly, it cannot propagate. So it looks like that it's already adapting to humans. So that's, in my view, the first wave that we have now. There could now be a second wave, and that's an anxiety that's around.
Professor Stadler explained that when viruses become less potent, they sometimes then last longer and harm a person slowly over time. In addition, it is difficult to tell what kind of path a virus will take, even if its history is known.
The virus we have now has been linked back to a virus in pigs in the U.S. that they had over 10 years ago when the first triple virus combination began in North Carolina in 1998, and it has mutated ever since. How does this mutation occur?
If you are infected at the same time by two types of influenza viruses, for example, one from birds or pigs and one from humans, at the same time you have both infections. You suffer only from the human one, of course. The bird one is not attacking you, but it's also in your body at the same time. Then if this happens, that both viruses are even in the same identical cell, then the genomes could get mixed up. And then the cells makes mixture viruses. And the new virus that arises thereby could have totally new properties. It could have a greater virulence, greater morbidity and mortality. So that's the great danger, that this new virus all of a sudden infects somebody who has already a normal flu.
With the number of countries reporting confirmed cases of the virus increasing to 18 and cases in Mexico up to 487, the United Kingdom has also just reported two confirmed cases of people who have caught the flu without having been to Mexico, demonstrating that the virus is being transmitted from human to human. In a new case in Germany, a man infected his hospital roommate and a nurse, bringing the number of confirmed swine flu cases in Germany to 8 and the total number worldwide as of Monday to 1,025 and counting.
With the World Health Organization cautioning that we may not have seen the end of this new swine flu virus yet, spokesperson Suzanne Glasmacher of Germany's Robert Koch Institute stated, "There is not much information about the aggressiveness of the virus. We almost know nothing about the virus."
Express our sincere thanks, Professor Stadler, World Health Organization, Robert Koch Institute, and all other researchers for your unified efforts to investigate and protect the people across the globe.
May this saddening trend be eliminated soon, and people realize the benefits of relinquishing animal raising practices in favor of the nutritious and humane plant-based diet for the health of all. Thank you. Veggie Pride Parade proceeds through Venice in Los Angeles, USA. On Sunday, April 26th, hundreds of participants gathered for the first ever Veggie Pride Parade in Los Angeles, California, USA, to celebrate compassionate, healthy, and environmentally friendly living.
Hi, my name is Lori Houston. I'm the founder of Animal Acres, the Los Angeles Farm Animal Sanctuary and Compassionate Living Center, and we're proud to be hosting LA's first Veggie Pride Parade.
I'm Chris DeLeon. I've been vegan for 6.5 years.
Vegetarians, vegans, and even many non-veg supporters carried signs announcing the benefits of a vegetarian diet for our health, animal co-inhabitants, and the environment.
What do we want?
Vegan world!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Vegan world!
When do we want it?
Now!
When I found out about the reasons for veganism, like, I just changed overnight. There was no reason not to.
And I, as a vegan, need 10,000 gallons of water to grow my food, and a meat eater needs 320,000 gallons of water. So I'm saving 310,000 gallons a year just in the food that's grown for me. I'm saving an acre of trees. I'm saving 100 animals' lives.
Our association members also participated in the event, holding SOS banners, dressed in colorful animal costumes, and passing out SOS flyers.
The 5-kilometer walk was followed by an expo of vegetarian lifestyle with special guest speakers, music, and assortment of vegan food from top vegetarian restaurants, as well as a fun costume contest.
Because there's something that everybody can do. Be vegetarian, be vegan. You'll be saving the planet, saving the animals, and saving yourself. Hi, I'm Laurie Houston. Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Kudos and many thanks, Ms. Lori Houston, Mr. Bob Linden, and all participants of the Los Angeles Veggie Pride Parade for promoting the noble vegetarian lifestyle that everyone can lead. We look forward to celebrating many more veggies joining in to save lives and our earth.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production.
Swine flu.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu.
Mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS. Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning,
preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility, eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese, derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
U.S. students raise funds for schools in Kenya. Since October last year, students from 45 Broward County schools in Florida, USA, have held bake sales, spaghetti dinners, and walkathons to raise money to construct schools in Kenya. Although many of the students came from low-income families themselves, they were able to raise a total of $93,450, enough to build 11 schools in the African country. 13-year-old Santiago Vasquez III from Rickards Middle School said, "I pocketed every penny and nickel and dime I saw. We have a lot, and I guess you could say they have nothing."
Touched by the students' benevolence, Supreme Master Ching Hai is pledging an additional $15,000 to their cause. This amount could purchase the equivalent of $441,000 in materials if purchased in the United States based on Kenya's cost of living.
Wow, what a marvelous job. A big round of applause to all students from the 45 Broward County Schools in Florida, USA. We also convey our gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her generosity and efforts to better the lives of others. May all school children in the world have the opportunity to fulfill their greatest potential.
Puppy and caregivers reunited thanks to telepathic animal communicator. On Saturday, Dorothy and Laverne Utley were at their outdoor display at a flea market in Waterford Township, Michigan, USA. Their 6-pound Chihuahua companion, Tinkerbell, was on their platform trailer when a wind of 70 miles per hour swept her away. Over 50 volunteers searched for Tinkerbell, but she was found only after her caregivers consulted a telepathic animal communicator who guided them to the lost pup in a wooded field nearly a mile from the flea market. Dorothy Utley said, "You don't know how happy we were. We love her so much." A grateful hero salute to the caring animal communicator for her key role in the heartwarming reunion of Tinkerbell and the Utleys, who we wish many more lovingly appreciated times together.
Save our planet. World's major rivers dropping due to climate change. In evaluating stream flows between 1948 and 2004, researchers at the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR, found that the water flow in one-third of the world's largest rivers had become significantly reduced. Many factors affected this, including dams and water, diverted for agriculture and industry. The scientists said these findings were consistent with their previous studies that showed drying and increased drought over land areas worldwide.
They also noted that the diminished river flows had larger ecological and climate implications, as these giant rivers provide valuable deposits of nutrients and minerals when they pour into the world's oceans. Their content and flow thus affects ocean circulation, which itself plays a key role in regulating the world's climate.
We appreciate your comprehensive studies, National Center for Atmospheric Research scientists, in helping us understand the perilous balance of our water supplies. Let us all turn towards sustainable solutions to conserve this precious resource and return our Earth to equilibrium and peace.
During the March 2009 Juice Fast for Peace video conference in California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of this very dilemma, suggesting the solution that is sure to bring relief to both people and the planet.
We have water shortage, and all the reservoirs are dwindling at such an alarming rate. Meat industry should be cut. That will help the planet. That will help to reserve our water, to refuel our lakes and our river again. That is physically and scientifically speaking. I'm not talking about the merit, the bad karmic contribution that we are doing to ourselves by harming others. If we forego 1 pound of beef, we can save more water than we stop showering for half a year. So if we really want to save the water for the world, then we have to change to a vegetarian diet, animal-free diet. Animal industry must be out.
Save our planet. glacial lakes in Nepal may burst from melting ice. Nepali Minister for Forest and Soil Conservation, Kiran Gurung, said that melting Himalayan ice places more than 20 of the lakes at risk of bursting their banks at any time, which would jeopardize freshwater resources, biodiversity, agricultural lands, and development infrastructure. Minister Gurung further stated that global warming has made the mountainous area more vulnerable to floods, landslides, and other natural disasters. We thank Minister Gurung and the Nepali government for your diligent efforts to bring awareness to this additional sign of our planet's dire state. Our prayers for everyone to unite in choosing sustainable lifestyles such as the veg diet to return our world to a paradise in which all beings are cherished and secure.
Save Our Planet, organized by the National Geographic and Conservation International, 11 endangered leatherback turtles were tracked on their epic journey from Canada to the Caribbean through satellite devices, which provided valuable information for their protection.
Save Our Planet. Major oil and gas group Sakhalin Energy is halting plans for seismic testing off the coast of Russia's Sakhalin Island to protect the critically endangered western gray whales that feed there.
Save Our Planet. The U.S. Department of Energy and the nation's healthcare sector have partnered to co-create the Hospital Energy Alliance with a goal of supporting energy efficiency and sustainable energy projects in hospitals.
Hi, I'm Hannah the Hippo. A plant-based diet is what I love. If you have a nice deck outside your house or are planning to build one, there are some great eco-friendly ways to help it look nice and last longer. There are stains and all-weather protections available without harsh chemicals or petroleum. Try online or a hardware store near you for some products to choose from. It's another way to be earth conscious and make your living area beautiful at the same time. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now let's see the weather in some cities around the world.
In humanitarian news, the U.S.-based Rockhouse Foundation donates almost $340,000 to renovate a library in Jamaica. The funds were contributed to Jamaica Library Service for the Negril Branch Library. In addition, more than $14,000 has been gifted to provide books for the library. President of the Rockhouse Foundation, Mr. Peter Rose, stated that his organization had worked collaboratively with the local community and architects, the Westmoreland Parish Council, and the Jamaica Library Service. He said they deserve tremendous credit for the design that is not only pretty to look at, but is functional and is going to be a fantastic space for children of all ages. We sincerely thank you, Mr. Peter Rose and Rockhouse Foundation. God bless your generosity and the caring contribution of the people and organizations involved in this project. May all children be uplifted by loving hearts and many good educational opportunities.
In ecology news, Spain launches an environmental project in North Africa. Strengthening Waterbird and Wetland Conservation and Capacities in North Africa, or WETCAP, is a three-year program sponsored by the Spanish Agency for International Development Corporation. Working together with a number of partner organizations, it will help to establish wetland management and encourage prudent use of sites in Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria, Egypt, and Mauritania. The plan will be put into effect under the United Nations Environment Programme, African Eurasian Waterbird Agreement. Training will be given to conservation professionals, and small grants will be distributed to local groups working to safeguard these natural areas. Our accolades and thanks, Spanish Agency on International Development Cooperation, and all those involved, for your commitment to safeguarding our feathered friends and precious ecosphere. May our beloved Earth be saved and treasured for eons to come. Up next on Noteworthy News, British scientists develop a mechanical fish that can detect toxins in water. We're just going to listen to our magnificent camel friends communicating. We will be right back. Please stay tuned for more helping news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, forward-thinking news for an advancing world. In scientific discovery news, robotic fish designed in the United Kingdom to detect water pollution. Researchers from Essex University in Colchester have developed a 1.5-meter, carp-shaped mechanical fish that can recognize toxins in water through their chemical detectors. The university is joining with BMT Group Limited, an international engineering, science, and technology consultancy based in London. Together, they will carry out a three-year project to have the automated marine life swim in the Bay of Biscay at Gijón in northern Spain. The fish will be used to assist in preventing releases of harmful substances from spreading at sea. The robots can swim up to 1 meter per second, have an 8-hour battery, use Wi-Fi technology for data transfer, and cost $29,000 each. Congratulations, participating scientists at Essex University, on your invention. May you and BMT Group Limited have great success in protecting the rich underwater life in the Bay of Biscay.
Please join us for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Details, Please.
Một bà muốn giảm cân, tới gặp bác sĩ. Vị bác sĩ khuyên bà rằng, bà chỉ nên dùng trái cây đều đặn và nhiều rau cải tươi. Bà kia hỏi dùng trước hay là sau bữa ăn vậy, thưa bác sĩ? Sau đó bà đến tiệm thuốc hỏi mua kem để làm tan mỡ. Người bán thuốc chỉ dẫn rằng bà phải bôi 5-6 lần mỗi ngày. Bà cũng hỏi là trước hay sau khi ăn.
And now for our viewers' heartline. Hakomi watched Believing in the Divine Power and Breatharianism on Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. In this lecture, Supreme Master Ching Hai speaks of how it is possible for some to live happily and healthily without food.
Cool, very interesting. Self-intelligence, quantum healing, prana or life force. Hakomi from Veneto, Italy.
Open-minded Hakomi, it is indeed fascinating that some of us can train ourselves to live without food. The possibilities of our human existence are so vast. Let's all share the vegan message and make this world into a paradise where so many wonderful ideas and ways of life can be explored. With the blessings of the Providence to you and all the warm-hearted Italian people.
Do you have a heartline today? Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. Log on to suprememastertv.com/heartline or to the address on your screen. Your comments and news from your area of the world are much appreciated. Stay tuned for more uplifting programs on Supreme Master Television, accessible for viewing all around the world, 24 hours a day.
May your moments be filled with the glorious song of God's love. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
An annual celebration of international culture being held in Washington, D.C., USA, invites visitors to the embassies of different countries to experience the music, dance, crafts, and cuisine of their nations.
the Asia Injury Prevention Foundation, or AIPF, and the Vietnam Helmet Wearing Coalition collaborate in a donation of 10,000 bicycle helmets along with traffic education for primary school students in Ao Lac or Vietnam.
Past President Nancy Callan of Earth Save Canada, which promotes plant-based diets, states that she has observed an exponential rise in meat-reducing flexitarians across the nation.
Organized by Uganda's Rotary Club of Kampala North to help the rural disadvantaged, over 800 persons were provided with free medical treatment by a group of volunteer physicians and specialists.
American actress Gillian Anderson writes a letter to every member of the European Parliament asking for their support in ending animal experimentation and promoting alternative testing methods.
A rare lotus with 3 meter wide leaves and white flowers that are transformed to a pink color each afternoon has been found in a pond in Dong Thap province in Ao Lac or Vietnam.
Street Soccer USA is a national network of soccer teams made up of homeless people, where 75% of the participants report improving their lives as a result of their sports participation.
The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a consumer protection bill that would require an 18-year-old minimum for credit card holders as well as eliminate sudden increases in interest rates.
To help the country's farmers in overcoming temporary financial difficulties, Canada is allocating $840 million in cash to be made available over the next 5 years.
The British charity Cricket for Change works with the Israel Cricket Association in keeping playing costs low enough for Israeli Arabic Bedouin children to happily participate in the sport.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.